This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. What must the people of St. Paul, Minnesota be making of the Republicans in their midst all this week at the Republican National Convention? We go back to St. Paul now, where our team has been working the crowds both in the hall and out on the street, among them correspondent Faith Saley, whose mission is to get some reaction from luminaries in the midst of St. Paul. Faith, good morning.
Good morning, John. My mission yesterday was pretty simple. I wanted to find a real St. Paulian and just spend some time together, you know, learn about the Twin Cities. So have a listen. Perhaps you'll recognize him.
The number of Minnesotans who talk funny is shrinking.
Who's that?
Oh, gosh. Who is that? That's Noah Adams?
No,
that's
Garrison Keillor.
That
is Garrison Keillor. And he spent some time with me and answered a few questions.
In Minnesota, we don't use the word Twin Cities. We just call them the cities. Going back to the cities.
Is there a rivalry? If you live in St. Paul, do you think it's the prettier, smarter twin?
There is a sort of lighthearted rivalry, but it doesn't really make any sense since Minneapolis won a long time ago. And St. Paul is fine with that.
With St. Paul voting Democratic most of the time, what was the scuttlebutt around here when folks found out the RNC would be held here?
Oh, they were pleased, of course. They were honored. You know, really, really, you know, would seem to put us in the big leagues. Of course, we couldn't our own without Minneapolis.
What does Minnesota nice mean?
It has many facets. This is a place where people would feel an obligation to stop and help you if they felt that you needed help. If your car was stuck on the ice, if your car was in the ditch, if you were a woman on a highway and seemed to be out of gas, people would stop. If they didn't stop, they would feel painfully guilty for an hour afterward, maybe a half hour.
What does country first mean to you when you hear it?
Country first is an odd sort of Roman motto. I don't recognize it as American. We are by and large, a God-fearing, religious country. And to say country first, it just doesn't sound right. It's like using the word homeland. Homeland is not an American word.
Oh, and I should have asked this at the beginning. Will you tell me what your name is and where you're from?
My name is Carson Weiler, and I live right here in St. Paul. I have a home here. I'm a taxpayer in St. Paul.
Oh, John, Carson Weiler, such a nice fella.
He's a chucklehead, yeah.
What do you say? They won the popularity contest a long time ago, huh?
I'd like to put him in a ring with Sarah Palin. That'd be fun.
Yeah, Carson Weiler, Sarah Palin ticket. That might just do it.
That would be good, yeah. Worldwide wrestling. Thank you very much, Faith.
Okay, then. Thanks, Jen.
Faith Saley there in St. Paul for us on The Takeaway. All right.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.